It's graduation season, so this week we're checking in with a few of the rising stars in the class of 2016. Yesterday we heard from a graduating senior at the University of Chicago, and joining us today is Emily Washenko, who studied business at Penn State University. She was one of several class marshals at her graduation who represented each college at the university. Emily, welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. Happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And so you studied business. What exactly did you study? What was your focus?
So my major was supply chain and information systems. And then I also did a minor in information systems management.
And what did you learn? What was the most important thing that you learned while you were in school?
Really, the comprehensive nature of supply chain, how it really touches every area of business, from upstream procurement of materials all the way to delivery of product at the shelf.
So what are you going to do now?
I will be moving to Phoenix, Arizona, and working for Intel Corporation in their global supply management group.
Doing what?
So I'll be working with suppliers. I have not yet received my official assignment. I won't start until August, but as I said, I'll be working in global supply management.
How hard was it for you to find that job?
Not very difficult, given the experiences I've had at Penn State and the internships and co-ops that I was able to take advantage of. And then the Smeal College of Business does an excellent job with not only academic development, but really that professional piece of the education where we're prepared for the real world through the experiences we've had in our summer internships. So I was very grateful for that preparation.
Are you graduating with any debt?
I am not.
Wow. Good for you. How did you manage that?
So I did take a semester off for a co-op, so I was actually grateful to be making money throughout college, given the internships experience and the co-op. It was, you know, a great way to kind of balance out paying for school, but also getting paid by doing some real-world work at the same time.
What was the most challenging thing for you about college?
I think selecting what I wanted to pursue in terms of clubs and activities, different academic opportunities, because Penn State really has no shortage of avenues for us to pursue as students. I think just weighing all the different options and really finding what I wanted to prioritize, I think, was the hardest part.
What was your favorite thing about school? Or what are you going to miss the most?
The people, for sure. Obviously, all the activities and clubs are really the opportunities, but I think what make it happen is the people and the relationships that I've built. Definitely the professors and friendships that I know will last a lifetime. So I think that's what's going to make it most challenging to move on. But I'm confident that Penn State has really prepared me with a strong network that I'll always be connected to.
Now, you did not give a speech to your classmates, right, at graduation?
That's correct.
What would you have told them if you had?
I would tell them to never settle and always step out of your comfort zone, because I think one of the things that really positioned me well for success, not only at Penn State, but going into my career, is I never really limited myself to opportunities. I kind of pursued things that I never thought I would, such as a co-op in Wisconsin. I took 8 months to work there. I did an internship in Cincinnati. I went to Ghana for a service trip. All of these opportunities that were, you know, not really visible or something that I could predict prior, yet they positioned me so well and opened my eyes to different cultures and communities. And really, I think becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable is, so to speak, the thing that has positioned me best for the future. So that's what I would suggest to all my classmates is, one, stay in touch. Never forget your roots, where you came from, and always challenge yourself with new opportunities.
Okay. And let me ask you a really big question, which is, assuming that you don't spend your entire life and career at Intel, which you never know, maybe you will. But if you don't, how do you want to change the world, or what do you want to do? What's the big thing that you want to accomplish?
I would love to bring more access to, I guess, you know, starting businesses kind of like on a microfinance scale, you know, in developing countries. As I said, I went to Ghana after my freshman year and I did a little bit of consulting, you know, or teaching the villagers about personal finances and basic accounting principles, really providing them opportunities to grow financially and become more stable. So I think some sort of service in developing countries where things that we take for granted here in America can be implemented in these communities that need it the most.
That's Emily Washenko, who is the class marshal for the Smeal College of Business at Penn State University. Emily, thanks.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy.